This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome in. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily here on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. And I cannot wait to talk to our next guest. I've talked to her in the past, did a couple of interviews. First time on Wisconsin Sports Daily with me. She is Carmen Vitale, joining us now on covers NFC North for Fox Sports. Follow her on Twitter at CarmyV. Carmen, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so first things first, let's start with the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, we're in Milwaukee. That's what everybody cares about first and foremost. What were your thoughts on Jordan Love prior to the season beginning? And then at what point did Jordan Love maybe change your mind on who he was?
Listen, he didn't need to change my mind. I was, even before the season started, I'm a long-suffering, I grew up a Bears fan, I should say.
I'm so sorry. Our producer is a Bears fan, too, so it is what it is.
I have shed the fandom in favor of my job now and being objective, but I have witnessed the Packers have wonderful, infuriatingly good quarterback play for my entire life. So I was kind of the mind, like, all right, you let this kid sit for 3 years, just like you let Rodgers sit for 3 years. Why am I going to think that this is going to be anything different when this franchise has operated in the same way for my entire life and it's worked out for my entire life? So that's kind of the joking way that I went into the season, but I had heard really, really great things about Jordan Love just from people that have had evaluated him across the league. And then you get into training camp, you see that he's starting to kind of put it together. He has, you know, the processing part down because he knows this offense backwards and forwards. So then in the beginning of the season, I started talking to guys that had coached against the Green Bay Packers early on and more specifically against the offense and Jordan Love. And I was like, what do you think about Jordan? What do you think about Jordan? And every single guy told me, yeah, whatever it is, he's got it. And I was like, there it is. So I was on board the Jordan Love train very, very early because not only of what I had seen with my own two eyes in that he was figuring things out, growing with his roster and his team, but also because I'm talking to coaches that have coached along or against him being like, yeah, no, he's good. And I'm like, well, all right, cool.
Yeah, and you're crushed. I'm sorry. Because Bears fans, y'all were a little crazy. You really were. Rodgers leaves, he goes to the Jets, and Bears fans were celebrating like they won a Super Bowl. Like, finally, this is over with. The long-suffering nightmare my entire life, it's finally over. They're going to get some average middle-of-the-road to crappy quarterback. Hopefully it's crappy. And my life will be significantly better because of it. And then the second half of the season came, and he took off. And, you know, the scarier part about that, I would think, is not only is he really good, but it appears that Brian Gutekunst has surrounded him with really good talent at wide receiver and tight end, and then goes and trades for Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, I can't say enough about the Packers team-building process, and I think it's very unique to Green Bay. I don't think that this is necessarily a blueprint for any other team because of especially the front office dynamics and the ownership dynamics where most teams they can't afford to have patience when it comes to that because of ownership concerns or, you know, just pressure and all that kind of stuff. Green Bay doesn't have that. And they also have the track record that, again, this stuff has worked out. So the patience has allowed them to curate this really young core that was productive so quickly that's growing up together and creating this foundation. I mean, it was incredible watching throughout the entire season just once the maturation kind of came along, not only with Jordan, but then with his young receivers, you see them start clicking, you see them know each other and know the ticks and the timing of everything. But then all of them did it at the same time. So what was so hard about the Green Bay Packers down the stretch and what got them to the divisional round, I think, in NFC playoffs was the fact that you never knew who they were going to attack you with. This offense was so stacked with, I mean, you have Bo Melton catching touchdowns. Anybody who thought they knew who Bo Melton was before the season outside of Green Bay, I'm going to tell you, you didn't. And it was just incredible to witness how far along these guys came in the course of one season. I think that's a testament to Goody. I think it's a testament to Matt LaFleur. And it's a testament to Jordan Love himself being able to galvanize this team in the departure of a future Hall of Famer.
All right, let's talk about your team, the Bears.
Don't call them my team.
No, listen here. I'm not.
The whole division. No, they're not my team.
No, that's just not true. I don't believe anybody that says that. If you were a fan of a team for that long, you just automatically just don't forget how to be a fan. Like, you don't just rip it out of yourself, throw it in the garbage, like, I'm done with them.
I will tell you, honestly, I worked for the Buccaneers for 6 years. That is what my fandom has been replaced with because I know everybody over there so well now. I worked inside the building. I worked with the coaching staff. I worked with the players very closely. So my fandom, if I'm going to say that I'm a fan of a team now, it's actually the Buccaneers.
All right, that's better than the Bears.
I promise you, in the effort to be completely objective, I've shed any sort of NFC North allegiance.
Carmen, the thing I don't understand is this.
Yeah.
You're the Bears. You suck. And you've sucked for a while now.
Yeah.
Why, when you are looking for a general manager, would you not get somebody from the Packers front office? Like, Eric Sullivan is still sitting over there in that Packers front office. He's been there since Ted Thompson. I don't understand why, if you're the Bears, do you keep going?
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Elsewhere, why not just raid the front office and bring somebody in here? Elliott Wolf has been available forever. You could have had him, and now he's running the draft in New England. John Dorsey was out there. He's helping to run the draft for Brad Holmes in Detroit. That would have been another guy, but yet they just refuse. I don't know if it's an ego thing or whatever, but it would seem to make sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that listen, both of these franchises take their history very seriously. And I think that rivalries, for the most part, have been diluted in today's NFL. You see all the interdivision trades and draft capital kind of exchanging hands, especially between like the Lions and the Vikings. Kwesi doesn't care about where it's coming from. And he's proved that over and over again. But I do think that there is something very historical and very ingrained in the Bears front office and the Packers front office, where like I don't think that either of them want that. I don't think they want to dilute this rivalry at all. I know it hasn't been much of one, given the fact that the Bears haven't been competitive. But I don't think that you can just forsake the history of two founding franchises and try to kind of conflate them. And at the end of the day, they got Ryan Poles, who comes from a really good lineage at the Kansas City Chiefs, who also can build a team. The Packers aren't the only ones that can build a team. And like I said before, a lot of what I think makes the Packers successful is pretty unique to Green Bay in the sense of where they can, how they can build their teams and the patience that they're afforded and stuff like that. Now, like you said, there's guys that have gone on and been successful elsewhere, but I really like Ryan Poles as a GM. I think he's done everything right so far in Chicago. This is going to be the ultimate test of him getting his guy under center after curating this roster. That's a really good situation for a young quarterback to come into. And now we're going to see if the Bears can become competitive again and renew this rivalry back to what it once was.
Were you a fan of Justin Fields like so many Chicago fans were that don't want Caleb Williams and wanted to keep Justin Fields, trade one, add a bunch of picks, build around him? Were you on the Fields bandwagon or the Caleb Williams bandwagon?
No, everybody in Chicago hates me because I have been someone that has been a little bit more vocal about how much sense it made to move on from Justin Fields. And that doesn't mean that I hate Justin Fields. We need to get out of this black and white mentality of, oh, because I want the Bears to move on, that means I must hate Justin. I don't hate Justin. He's an incredibly athletic player. He's extremely talented when it comes to that. I never saw him given the chance to really put it all together because there was so much organizational turmoil. But at the same time, I also didn't see him elevating the people around him. And when you have a guy that you did not draft from Ryan Poles' point of view, and you have not been able to see him overcome his circumstances, there that gives me no incentive to stake my job and my livelihood on him. And that's what people I felt like needed to understand, was that Justin Fields was not Ryan Poles' guy. And he did not show enough in the 3 years that he was in Chicago to make Ryan Poles say, okay, yeah, I'm going to go with another person's decision and build around this guy. I think this was always the plan with Ryan Poles, was to build up the roster over the, you know, over a couple of years. And then when the time is right, to bring in a new quarterback that can grow with that roster and be put in a situation to help him succeed. That's, we see it so often that that's what determines a quarterback's success in the NFL as a rookie, is what organization, what environment does he come into? So I was very much like, as far back as probably I even the couple of games that Justin Fields went off for like 4 touchdowns each. I was like, we haven't seen him be able to do that consistently. I need to see him do this consistently before I can get on board with Justin Fields as the franchise quarterback. And everybody killed me for it. But I knew pretty early on into the season that consistency was gone. He gets hurt. He comes back. He plays marginally better, but it's just not enough.
Talk with Carmen Vitale, covers the NFC North for Fox Sports. Follow her on Twitter at CarmiV. The Vikings, they're a dumpster fire. They're going to be, I'm not worried about them for a couple of years, at least until they figure out what they're doing at quarterback. But the Lions, that is the team, obviously, that people are having to deal with. Right now, is it simply Lions, Packers, Bears in that order in your mind going into the season?
I'm not discounting the Vikings. I don't know what's going to happen under center for them, but this is a team that has insulated themselves at least a little bit from who's under center for them. And that came in the form of when Kirk Cousins went down last year. You have multiple starters coming in, multiple starters, though, that did win a couple of games there, and a defense that finally came into its own by the end of the year under Brian Flores. That defense can win you games. And then you have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson, a good offensive line. And, oh, yeah, you know, sorry, Packers fans, have Aaron Jones. This is something that I fully expect Sam Darnold to start the year for the Minnesota Vikings. But you can still win games with Sam Darnold under center with the rest of this roster that Kwesi Adofo-Mensah has curated. And so I don't know necessarily who sits in the cellar. Could it be Minnesota, depending on what happens at quarterback? Sure. But I think the NFC North could be the most competitive division in football next year. And the Lions are in control of it. They've got the target on their back right now. And I think it's the Packers that are pushing them the hardest for it. I think Brad Holmes did a wonderful job keeping a strength in free agency. They've clearly shown that they can draft really well. They got 4 starters in the first 2 rounds alone last year. They understand that they are going to have a target on their back. So it is the Lions, but don't discount any of these other teams in this division at this point, because it's going to be a pretty big bloodbath, if I had to guess.
Who's the best quarterback in the division? Is it Jordan Love over Jared Goff?
Yes. I think Jordan Love is the best quarterback in the NFC North.
She's still a little bit of a Bears fan. That hurt for her to say. It did. You could just tell. There's a little pause.
Great.
Yeah. I as a Packer fan, I enjoy it. I love it. You know, they still have to figure out the defense with Jeff Hafley, Dallas defensive coordinator. They need help at linebacker, at safety, and so forth. But as a Packer fan, I don't think anybody expected what they saw last year. And it was a pleasant surprise for sure. Carmen, hopefully we can get you on again as we get closer to the season and throughout the season.
Yeah, anytime.
You betcha. Take care. There she is, Carmen Vitale, NFC North for Fox Sports. Follow her on Twitter at CarmiV.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.